pulling up organic matter.
But as seas rise and increasingly intense storm waves batter the coast, many salt marshes are eroding. As they do, wetlands that have long helped store carbon could become sources of carbon pollution.
When the marsh begins to erode, the waves basically tear up all that organic matter that's been sitting there. 800 to 1,000 years worth of organic matter washes out into these shallow bays.
Much of it then decomposes, releasing carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and making global warming worse. So protecting salt marshes can also help protect the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
And Earth Riot Radio welcomes you into the Earth Church. Come on in here. This is Reverend Billy from the Church of Stop Shopping in New York City. You know what time it is. Whole cities bursting into flames, drowning all at once. Starvation, drought, earthquakes, fire, flood. Hey, we know who is causing it. We know how many billions of dollars they're making. We know how. We know why. So it's time to change Extinction Rebellion to Extinction Revolution. We're going to listen to some revolutionaries right now, and we're going to let the Earth comment on the direction we're going in. Are you ready? Somebody give me an Earth
Hallelujah.
People were murdered by the paratroopers in Derry yesterday. The British Home Secretary got up and made what he called a statement. It did not have one substantiated fact in it. It lasted 3 minutes, and at no stage did he even say, "I regret the fact that 13 people are dead." I was the only member of Parliament who was in the chamber, who was in Derry yesterday. I was fired on by the paratroopers. And yet parliamentary democracy was such that I was not allowed to speak.
You don't get freedom peacefully. Freedom is never safeguarded peacefully. Anyone who is depriving you of freedom isn't deserving of a peaceful approach by the ones who are being deprived of their freedom. The only way you can have peace is to eliminate those injustices, and the American white man is not going to eliminate them. He's going to talk that pretty talk, but he'll still continue to practice those inhuman deeds.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Oh,
bestialidad imperialista. Bestialidad que no tiene una frontera determinada ni pertenece a un país determinado. Bestias fueron las hordas hitleristas, como bestias son los norteamericanos hoy, como bestias son los paracaidistas belgas, como bestias fueron los imperialistas franceses en Argelia. Porque es la naturaleza del imperialismo la que bestializa a los hombres, la que la convierte en fieras sedientas de sangre que están dispuestas a degollar, a asesinar, a destruir hasta la última imagen de un revolucionario, de un partidario de un régimen que haya caído bajo su bota o que luche por su libertad.
Sitting in jail, black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you.
A series of revolutionaries. We're trying to learn from them. And we want to thank them, Nina Simone, Mario Savio, Electric Lightning Storms, Howling Monkeys, Danny the Red, Yoko Ono, Bernadette Devlin, Candy Mossett, also known as the Eagle Woman from Standing Rock. And there are a lot of revolutionaries that got away from us. We wanted them, but you can't always get that great revolutionary quote like Malcolm X gives you. We had Ho Chi Minh. We interviewed Gandhi, Emma Goldman. We have brave people here. We call them brave, but they wouldn't call themselves brave. No, they wouldn't say, no, I'm courageous. No, they would say, I am a revolutionary. Fred Hampton, again and again, he said, that's what I am. I'm a revolutionary. If I die right away, and he did, remember me that way. And that's what you and I, we have to find that doorway from frustration, from bravery, from psychological need. We have to go through the doorway of revolution, where you're willing to risk life and limb, willing to risk life for life. That's what all these people have in common. And we're at this point now where these billionaires are simply believing that they can have wholesale climate catastrophe, millions of people dying. We can't count how many, but... And they just get back into their corporate jets and go on to the next city. They are immune. No, they're not. not if enough of us accept our role.
Death makes the sun rise.
In this revolution.
Death makes the sun
rise. It's time for the Earth
Death
revolution.
Makes the sun rise. Death makes the sun rise.
Death makes the sun rise.
Extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive.
Death makes the sun rise. Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The Biden administration is giving states and tribes more authority to block certain projects like pipelines that run through their waters on water quality grounds. A new final rule from the Environmental Protection Agency undoes the Trump administration's efforts to limit states' authority to block such projects. Specifically, the new Biden rule allows a state or tribe to consider any aspect of the project with the potential to impact water quality as it weighs whether to approve or block a project. Storm Daniel, which submerged coastal Libya and has killed more than 10,000 people, was a rare, destructive subtropical storm amplified by unusually warm Mediterranean waters. When it slammed into the Libyan coast, it did so with such force that it caused two dams inland to collapse, releasing a tsunamic wall of water down the Wadi Derna River that destroyed much of the eastern city of Derna. This kind of storm, known as a Mediterranean tropical-like cyclone, or Medicane, is rare. Medicanes are the smaller siblings of the hurricanes and typhoons that barrage coastal locations around the world. The power of Storm Daniel was felt across the Mediterranean region. Before it landed in Libya, the system caused severe flooding in Greece, where whole cities were submerged. The village of Portaria set a new national rainfall record of 34.8 inches before its weather station failed. Late last week, analysis of satellite data from the EU revealed 180,000 flooded acres in Greece, with a loss of almost a quarter of the country's crop production. Meteorologists have labeled it Greece's worst storm since 1930. Flooding and casualties were also reported in neighboring Turkey and Bulgaria. The World Food Program estimates that nearly 47 million people in over 50 countries are just one step from famine, and 45 million children under the age of 5 are now estimated to suffer from acute malnutrition. According to World Food Program estimates from 79 countries, up to 783 million people, 1 in 10 of the world's population, do not know when or if they will eat again. More than 345 million people are facing high levels of food insecurity this year, an increase of almost 200 million people from early 2021 before the COVID-19 pandemic. At the root of the soaring numbers is a deadly combination of conflict, economic shocks, climate extremes, and soaring fertilizer prices. At least 177 environmental and indigenous land rights advocates were killed last year, according to the nonprofit organization Global Witness, while many more were threatened with violence or attacked. The researchers found that the criminalization of environmental activists, which sometimes precedes violent attacks or murder, is also on the rise. Over the 11 years that Global Witness has compiled its reports, it has counted nearly 2,000 environmental defenders murdered for their work. It is likely an underestimate. Latin America was the deadliest region for environmental activists in 2022, with 9 out of 10 of all documented killings. 60 environmental activists were murdered in Colombia, 31 in Mexico, and 34 in Brazil. Nearly 40 of the murders took place in the Amazon rainforest. At least 296 land defenders in the Amazon have lost their lives in the last decade. U.S. fossil fuel firms are pushing to build more than 2,900 miles of natural gas pipelines to feed liquefied natural gas export facilities in Louisiana, Texas, and Alaska in a bid to send more of the fuel to Asia and Europe. The pipeline projects would transport fracked natural gas from drilling sites to compressor stations and on to LNG export terminals, where the fuel would be supercooled and loaded into tankers. The proposed build-out also includes 20 new LNG export terminals. Fossil fuel firms are exporting record-breaking amounts of natural gas from the United States. Global Energy Monitor data shows the would-be pipelines could carry as much as 17,304 billion cubic feet of natural gas annually, about half the amount of natural gas the U.S. consumed just last year. The combined cost of just 13 of the proposed pipelines is more than $62 billion. The Federal Energy and Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has already approved more than 1,200 miles of pipeline, including the Alaska Nikiski LNG project, an 800-mile pipeline that bisects Alaska. Research shows that communities of colors tend to bear the burden of pollution when it comes to oil and gas drilling sites, refineries, and pipelines. Air pollution dramatically reduces pollination because it degrades the scent of flowers, affecting bees' ability to find them, a new study has found. A research team from the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology found that ozone substantially changes the size and scent of floral odor plumes. It reduced honeybees' ability to recognize odors by up to 90% from just a few meters away. The world's top 20 oil and gas extractors have enough production planned to generate 173 billion tons of carbon pollution by 2050, more than enough to blow past their Paris Agreement commitments and heat the world well beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius above historical temperatures. The greatest polluter among them will be the United States. A new report from the group Oil Change International has found that just 20 countries will be responsible for almost 90% of the expected carbon emissions from planned oil and gas projects between 2023 and 2050. Oil and gas projects already planned by these nations will generate climate-heating CO2 emissions equivalent to 1,082 new coal plants. The U.S. is both the largest historical carbon emitter and the world's top oil and gas producer. New oil and gas extraction in the U.S. will account for more than one-third of all planned projects over the next 25 years. If global warming reaches or exceeds 2 degrees Celsius by 2100, it is estimated approximately 1 billion people will die. Most of them will be poor people. A large swath of Earth's oceans changed color over the past 20 years. The deep blue color is disappearing, particularly in the tropics. On the whole, low-latitude oceans have become greener in the past 20 years, according to the report published in Nature. The color shift was discovered as researchers pored over two decades' worth of satellite data. They eventually concluded 56% of ocean surface was greener than it was before the turn of the century. The shift in color will impact marine food webs. Climate change may be driving the shift. However, the trend does not appear to be associated with rising sea surface temperatures. The trend may be caused by dissolved organic material or changes in the type and quantity of phytoplankton. And now, the sounds of extinction. The Cactus ferruginous pygmy owl. Cactus ferruginous pygmy owls are generally less than 7 inches long, weigh less than 2.6 ounces, and are reddish-brown overall with a cream-colored and streaked belly. They have two dark brown or black spots on the back of the head, giving the appearance of eyes. They are secondary cavity nesters, meaning they use cavities excavated by woodpeckers and other species of saguaro cactuses and trees. They prey on a variety of insects, lizards, and small mammals. Like other pygmy owls, the Cactus ferruginous pygmy owl emits a series of toots when establishing a territory or calling to mates. In Arizona and northern Sonora, Mexico, the pygmy owl is immediately threatened by urbanization and the planting and rapid spread of invasive buffel grass. Numbering in the low hundreds in Arizona and declining in Sonora, the pygmy owl is also threatened by droughts driven by climate change. In Texas and Chihuahua, Mexico, the pygmy owl is threatened by agricultural development and human population growth, which is fragmenting populations. Further south in Mexico, pygmy owl numbers are higher, but habitat loss to urbanization and agriculture is ongoing, and the species is expected to continue to decline in our rapidly warming world. And hear the sound of the cactus ferruginous pygmeo.
My bed. Was that a nightmare? My eyes snapped open. I went to the window. I looked out at my neighbors. Oh my God! I'm overwhelmed. We are all completely complacent. We don't care. Dying right now. We're going extinct. Hey. Listen to me. Open my window. Shout. Neighbors. We're going extinct. It's accelerating. It's coming faster and faster and faster. You're dying. You're dying. You're dying! You're dying! Somebody do something!
Beautiful.
I want you to picture the scene. We're in the Rockefeller Center, JP Morgan Chase, which is cavernous. Big bank. Goes all the way from 51st to 52nd Street, all the way through. We come in, about 10 of us, 12 of us from the Stop Shopping Church, and we're with Al Jazeera. The Al Jazeera folks are there to witness our activism. And we have under our arm the Earth, that big blue marble photo, the first picture from outer space of the Earth with the night sky all around it, big, beautiful, 20 by 20 swirls of white clouds and blue ocean. And those of you who have seen our live streams of the Earth Church, you recognize this is our altar. So we folded it up and took it uptown. And so we lay that down, and then we get on our backs with the tops of our heads at the edge of the Earth. So we make a beautiful kind of radiating image, and we're singing the beautiful Earth. We never stop. Then I get the high sign that it's time for me to start preaching. And what I want the bankers to hear me saying is that Derna, Libya and Lahaina, Hawaii are not in the distance. You don't have Chase Investments separating you from the results of that toxicity you're putting into the air that you're financing. It's in our bodies right now. It's here. It's instant karma. There's no gap. We might as well be there helping them lift the dead out of the rubble. But of course, this is Rockefeller Center. It's all very carpeted and varnished wood. It's all very silent and classy. Well, we have to feel the earth is here. Our bodies are made of the earth. We are the earth, and we are responsible for the earth as agents of the earth. We now have to be earth revolutionaries, and I hope that you join us and doing what you have to do wherever you are, whatever town, wherever you are. You have Chase Banks there. You have Citibanks, B of A's, Wells Fargo's, TD Banks. You have Exxon, Chevron, Conoco. You have these people who are poisoning us. Find a way to stop them. Find a way to educate yourself and your neighbors. It's time to stop being frustrated. It's time to start our direct action. Somebody give me an earth alleluia. You want to contact us? Come to revbilly.com. Revbilly.com. You can donate to our cause. You can talk to us. Come on in. Now we start up again in the Earth Church October 1st, 3 p.m. on that Sunday. There'll be a live stream. You can join us. Thank you for being with us today. I want to thank Jason Candler, our editor, and of course, Savitri D., News from the Natural World. I want to thank, of course, the Stop Shopping Choir and their beautiful singing, risking arrest yesterday. I want to thank the Fiery Eagles of Justice, Jason Candler on saxophone and Brendan Burke on the drums. Amen. Somebody out there, wherever you are, give me an earth alleluia now. Shout it at your computer screen, at your radio, wherever you may be, in a bowling alley, out in a tractor in the field. Earth-a-luia, people. Earth-a-luia.